Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Fat boy was feeding and treating and munching on the Funyuns. And just when he weighed in, I think he broke the scale. I shouted, eat a f***ing salad, fat boy. Eat some f***ing veggies, right? Eat a f***ing salad, fat boy. Step on a treadmill and eat a f***ing salad or you'll die.
Oh, you'll die. Mm. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Friday. We got a whole lot of stuff planned for you today.
Tonight, you ain't got a job.
You ain't got nothing to do.
None.
Tonight, opening night of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Hockey is back, and I want to see as many P1s as we can down there.
Absolutely. We want to hang out with y'all tonight downtown at the Well for hockey.
That's right. Jimmy and I are season ticket owners.
Yeah.
Holders.
Yeah.
Owners or holders?
Both.
Yeah.
I think holders.
Hoagies and grinders. Hosies and grinders.
One of each, please.
Yeah. So that's tomorrow night and then, or tonight rather. And then tomorrow night is Mad World Rise Guys VIP night at Mad World Haunted Attractions. By the way, check out their website. If you're into like gore and all this stuff, all the macabre and all this.
Yeah. Thank you.
Their website is really good. I was looking at it last night. They have a reality show that they do with the other actors.
I'll watch it, yeah.
It's good.
Oh, yeah.
It's well, like, I want to, like, find out who does it for them and see if they, you know, want to volunteer with us.
Absolutely.
That's how I knew what was coming up this year.
Yeah.
They could do a behind-the-scenes look.
That big old 8-foot-tall looking, I don't know what it is. It looks like Groot's uncle. It looks like it's made out of wood, but it's a person, and they walk.
Uh-huh.
It looks like some kind of big tall tree came alive.
It does.
But it's a person.
Maybe.
Maybe it is.
Don't know what it is.
God bless.
I don't know.
It's exciting. But if you want to join us tomorrow night for Rise Guys VIP night, that will include you get to you won't have to wait in line. We'll all go in together. We will go through with you, Nine and I will, in selected groups, you know.
We can't go through with everybody.
People need an extra hand or two to make their group whole.
Yeah, or if you're just the scared group, then I'll wind up with you and I'll be in front the whole time.
Aww.
Whole with a W, fat boy, not the other way.
Yeah.
He's like, group whole.
Oh.
Yeah. I was going to go right now.
Yeah. So that's tomorrow night. But you can you won't have to wait in line. You'll get to do the meet and greet and the photos with us and all the ghoulish ghouls. Maybe 8-foot-tall Groot's uncle will be there.
Yeah.
And then... and then we'll go through, you know, with you and stuff. It's going to be great. And you save $15 when you use the Rise Guys VIP password.
Absolutely, man. Get to go just like that. You get to do the VIP with the Rise Guys. Text TRICK to 72341. We'll send you back a link. Basically, you're getting the Fast Pass Rise Guys VIP experience, and you're saving $15 per ticket.
You know that I can't ever remember the word. That's why I always give that line to you.
TRICK.
Yeah, because I said the wrong one the other day.
Yeah, if you want to go, we'd love to see you out at Mad World tomorrow. It won't be, it will not be a mud pit. Everything's going to dry up fine. It's going to be a beautiful weather. It's going to be a little bit of a chill in the air by tomorrow night when we go in, which is perfect for haunted attraction season.
Well, you know that this year, you know, last year I think they had Jason or somebody with a chainsaw at the end. This year, when you walk through the last part, you're actually in the Oval Office with Trump and Kanye. That's the
yeah.
end.
That's scary.
I know. Whoa. I know. But there's no escape.
Oh, my God.
There's no escape from Kanye and Trump. No, I don't know. I don't know that they're in Mad World. If they were, I wouldn't tell you. I want you to be scared.
We want you to be terrified. And the only way to find out what's going on out there is to come out there tomorrow night with us.
Boom, 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 boom.
But if you want to just go on your own and spend more money, I'm sure the folks at Mad World really appreciate you for that.
Oh, yeah, they'd love that.
Joe and the crew
they'd
would
love
you.
To
love you even more.
Wait in the line, and so it looks good when they go up and down the line and put it on their social media.
Absolutely.
You know? All right. It's Friday. There's something to do. That's right, the FOF line. It stands for F All Friday. It is our voicemail that is available 24/7, 365. Use it for whatever you want to. If you're having road rage, don't get out of your car, call the FOF line. If you're mad at your boss, don't go mouth off to him. You'll get fired. Call the FOF line.
Yeah.
Pissed at your wife? It's cheaper to keep her. Call the FOF line. 864-241-4318. You can go off. You can use language. Fat boy bleeps them in the whole nine yards. 864-241-4318. What if we lived in a world where all communication was via singing?
Oof. It'd be a musical.
I couldn't talk to people.
It would be a musical. It'd be like Glee. Like real life is Glee.
Women would love it.
Fat boy kind of lacks the ability to sing.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah, you can.
I can't, man.
Sing a little bit right now.
What do you want me to sing?
Something scary.
Anything comes to mind?
Oh, God, man.
Do some Rolling Stones or some YouTube. Those are your bands.
Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane. Dunna, dun, dun. Cherry pie. That was it.
You're good. You're good. You need to go back up into that stand-up stuff.
I'm telling you.
You were great. 864-241-4318. The FOF line here is cut numero uno.
Son of a bitch. It's 7:35 on Monday morning, and I already had to hear about this beer. I'm glad you got the beer. So first of all, glad you got it. The only thing I'm sick about is it's crushable. It's crushable. I'll crush it over your damn head, Matt. Do you understand me? I'm so sick and tired of hearing it's crushable. You and damn crushable. Damn it.
Well, we recycle them.
Wow.
Yeah, I recycle all my cans.
That's crushable means that you can drink a bunch of them.
Yeah, that's why we got cans, not bottles, so you can recycle it in Greenville County.
Yeah. I mean, and Lord, look what you did. Your call made us end up talking about it more. Get it at Lowe's Foods now.
Crushable is an adjective, an easygoing, super drinkable beer.
Yeah, God. I mean,
calm down, buddy.
It is crushable. You can crush it on your can, too. You can hit it on your forehead and then shotgun it. Whatever whatever the cool fraternity sorority thing is now.
No, that's
whatever
not cool.
No?
Whatever. Smashing things on your head.
Tonight at the Road Warriors games, we're going to gut out a pumpkin and pour through the hole of the pumpkin so people can drink it out of that.
Hell yeah, we will.
We're going to get all, pumpkin-y for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is crushable, though. My God.
That's what they say in the world of beer.
It's crushable.
Crushable. That means if it's like an easygoing, super drinkable beer that you want to go back for again and again, it's crushable, is what they say.
You got a six-pack at Spinks? Go get another six-pack at Spinks.
Yeah.
I got them.
The thing is, it's 7:30 on a Monday mornings when he left that message because, I mean, he's probably 8-9 hours away from being able to crush one himself at that point.
And
look, I understand.
Yeah.
Like, I get up at 3. I never start before lunchtime.
Start before drinking?
Like noon.
Oh, yeah. And also, if you go out, like, for dinner during the week, like on a weeknight, and you're thinking about having a drink, but the person you're with isn't wanting to drink, that suddenly tells me don't drink.
Sometimes, yeah, but sometimes.
Then you feel like a sot.
Sometimes, though. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's not that you're getting blank hammered. It's not like you're pounding shots of tequila. 1, 2, 3 floor.
Tequila shots are flushable.
Yeah.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah. I don't like tequila, man.
They get you naked.
I hate it.
That's what they do.
Yeah. Well, the weather does that for me, Paige.
Oh.
Balls is hot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 864-241-4318. Here is cut two of this week's FOF line.
I'll tell you who's pissing me off. It's Fat Boy. Every time he answers the f***ing phone, he's rude, inconsiderate, and a smart ass. If you don't answer him, whatever he asks, immediately he'll either hang up on you or he's got something smart to say. If you don't understand, sometimes people get tongue-tied or they have a problem saying what they really think, and they have to think about what they're going to say first. You Fat Boy.
He sounded like the roast beef between your legs guy. That's who I thought it was at first.
You know, and it might be. I don't know. I don't think I am, man. I really don't. I mean, I'll try to get through them pretty quick because usually we got to, try to get them on.
Well, and now you're doing two jobs at once.
Yeah.
Because you're answering phones and you're podcasting, doing all that.
I try to be nice, but hey, Rise Guys, what's up? Hoi, hoi. How are you?
Hoi, hoi.
I don't want to have a 20-minute conversation with you, though.
Right.
I can't.
Sometimes it is difficult to hear. Hell, I hear that through the board myself. I mean, it's not, you know, work with us. We'll work with you.
You call back, you son of a bitch, and I'll be nice.
864-241-4318. 864-241-4318. It's the FOF line.
You Google. You want to run this whole censorship ad and destroy your free speech platform? You. Stand, motherfucker, that got to get political about with social media and search engine. You Google. I wish I could find you higher up people than Google so I could come baseball bat you in the face and while you're laying on the ground all knocked out, start teabagging you and down your throat. Oh
my gosh. Wow. What did Google do? Is there something new with Google that I haven't heard about or? Are they? I know that they. This was weird, and I don't know that we ever mentioned this or not. But like YouTube, Twitter, and somebody else banned Alex Jones from social media.
Yeah, that's probably not a bad thing.
But see, when you do that with one, it just starts the domino effect. And say, well, you censored him. What about censoring her? She said that, and then it's like censorship.
Yeah.
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 The guy is a kook. He has some good thoughts, positive thoughts. Most of it's, you know, haywire crazy, but it's still. Nobody tried to ban the National Enquirer back in the day, and they were spouting off all kind of crap.
Yeah, the Weekly World News went out of business on its own because people quit buying it. That's what happened there. I mean, that's how these things should work. If something has an audience, let it be. And if people aren't smart enough to figure out what's real and what isn't, I don't know. Maybe we should educate them.
Yeah.
Like, from an early age, I mean.
I agree with that. I don't think censorship should exist in any way, shape, form, or fact. Like, for instance, if Mark Hendricks came in here today and said that his boss, Steve Senecroppi, said that we could start saying, you know, like I'm fighting to be able to eventually say the S word on the radio.
Sure.
Like, literally, because it's foolish and it's childish that we don't. It's not – I've done it for 16, 17, 18 years without it, but – it's censorship, and it still muffles the process.
Yeah, we just are. We're in a generation now where we have different thoughts on decency versus indecency. The old people thought that a single word would be an indecent thing. Not that there aren't some bad words, but they thought a single word would be an indecent thing. But you can go on the radio. A lot of talk stations do, and they say a lot of very hateful things, but they don't cuss when they do it, so it's perfectly okay to do.
Right,
but. It's far more offensive than those words. Individually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going for the S word and the T word.
Yeah.
I will not retire from radio until that is part of who we are.
Well, I'll change my name to it if they let us.
We just got
to
outlast the baby boomer.
Which one?
You can pick.
Well, the first one is taken by 2 Chainz. You can't have that one.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Oh, I got to do the other one.
2 Chainz already got that one nickname.
So I'll either be Fat Blank or Blanky Boy.
Even he had to change it. 2 Chainz is not his first rap name. His first name was the T word for breast boy.
Yes.
I love that
really?
Dude.
Yeah, and they said, oh, we don't think it's mainstream enough. We don't know the person in the club says, get on the floor, I'm going to play some Blanky Master for you. Yeah. Or Blanky Boy or whatever.
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
It's controlling. It's very controlling, and it makes no sense to me when I have to explain to somebody that the S word is the same as crap or poop or like I heard another radio show in our building talking about having to go take a poopsie, and I'm like, is this a nursery school radio show? I mean, a poopsie, a poops, took a dump, took a crap. I'd love to say the other one.
Oops. Oh yeah.
And I'll get there one day. We'll march on.
Yeah, we will.
We'll march on. That's right.
We'll march on something. There's plenty of other marches probably before that one.
Yeah, that's right. 864-241-4318. That's how I'll change this world.
Yeah.
Explicitly.
Yeah, this for that stupid Lynette. Woman, I hope your son cuts every tie he ever had with you. Pop your damn out of his mouth. Let the boy grow up. You don't control what the they name their child. Unless you were laying there and pregnant with the child, you have no say. I hope to God you call this young lady and apologize to her for being such a moron.
Love you, Rise Guys.
I love those, man. When they just bring hail and say, love you, Rise Guys.
Love you, Rise Guys.
He's referring to Lynette, who is the soon-to-be grandmother of Baby Seance that we talked about so much for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I had the Truth and Consequences on Tuesday about that.
And she called the baby mama and said, I hope that baby is not my grandchild. I hope that's not my son's kid.
Yeah.
The son didn't know, you know, she was going to say all that stuff, so it's a whole mess.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a lot of heat besides that kid's name, too. She's just making the name a scapegoat for all of her issues with that woman.
Just do what I do. Go piss your family off a couple weeks into December, and then you don't have to see them on Christmas or give them any gifts or anything.
I like it.
It's a whole process. 864-241-4318, the FOF line.
Rise Guys, P1 Jethro here. Man, I've been listening to you guys a long time, and y'all had a discussion about who was a man on the show. Well, ain't none of y'all motherfucking a man. Y'all can tell me what color underwear damn Dusty Rhodes had on in the 1987 Royal Rumble, but you can't tell me what car Burt Reynolds drove? Yeah. That. All your man cards should be revoked, and your should be cut off and stuck straight up your ass. Have a good day, guys. Love you.
It'd be difficult to set on.
Who can tell me about the Trans Am?
The what now?
Who can tell me about the Trans Am?
I think one day I was making a joke that it was a Firebird or a Sunbird.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
the Pontiac Sunbird?
Yeah.
And
Chrysler LeBaron convertible.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah. But, it was a Trans Am, right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. I also knew that the first Royal Rumble was 1988.
Yeah, and Dusty Rhodes was still in Mid-Atlantic NWA at that point. So.
Yes, he was.
So, you know, mm-hmm. He wasn't even wearing black and yellow yet, so.
Polka Dots didn't debut to, what, 89?
Yeah, and he still had that big belly birthmark then, too, so.
I'll also tell you Hacksaw Jim Duggan won the first Royal Rumble.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you want to call in and try to correct this, feel free.
Oh, my goodness.
864-241-4318.
You the man.
Paige, there's nobody that knows more about wrestling in this world
That's
than
true.
The combination of Jimmy Jack Jackie and I. Uh-huh. Nobody.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Nobody.
About
we have two to go. 864-241-4318. It is the FOF line. It's F-O Friday.
Hey, Rise Guys. I wanted to call today because I was listening to the damn podcast, and I want to talk to the grandmother of Sweet Baby Seance, if that is the name chosen. First of all, you would be cut for me. Like, you would be cut. Like, instead of making this girl, the mom, the mother-to-be life so how about you get on your damn son? How about you make him handle and you get off her ass? How about that? You are the one that didn't raise him, right? You are the one letting him be a damn coward. How about get up off your ass, quit getting on the phone and getting on the radio playing damn games, and go straighten this out? Because I was listening today, and that pissed me off. Because this is a life form that you're saying you don't want, and that's fine. You wouldn't, if it was up to me, you'd be dead to me. Oh, you would never see the damn kid, ever. I'm serious. And then for you to call on the radio and start with the mom-to-be when she's got enough going on, especially when the father is a piece of shit, it looks like, because he started all this, but yet he don't want to straighten it all out. So if it was up to me and I was her, I would cut all y'all off, like in a heartbeat. I'd put his ass on child support so damn fast and make your head spin, his head spin. Y'all would be broke as shit, bowing to me, and then you would never get to see her. So to the grandmother of Seance, leave the mom alone. She seems to be doing just fine. You.
Pretty straightforward right
yeah.
there.
How about that? It was a call from Post Malone on the FOF line.
It sounded like old Posty, didn't it?
It sounded a little bit like old Austin Richard Post.
The best part is, none of y'all get to see the damn kid.
Oh, man.
It was mine.
So much in a name. We say, oh, it's just a name. But boy, oh boy. It's such a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, my parents should have said, oh, Matthew, that's a good name, gift of God. But kids are going to give him a shorter name. Oh, it might be Matt. Oh, and look at us, husband, Phil. That's his name, right, my dad? Phil,
yes.
We're kind of heavy set and predisposition to having diabetes. Maybe we should name him Matt. You know? I mean, it was so easy. Fat Matt. Oh, my God. It was Fathew, some of the kids would call me, too.
It was awful.
Yeah. That's when I started saying, I want to start going by Matthew. Because they, you know, it doesn't rhyme as easy as fat mad.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, there was one girl that called me that too.
Yeah, I bet she's really fat today now for doing that to
I'd love to look. I want to borrow one of your Facebooks to look her up. She was. I just had something come over me just now where she was really mean to me. Like, really. And I wasn't into her either.
Maybe she liked you.
No, no.
I'll look it up if you give me a name.
I'll write it down for you. I'd love to see it. I would love that.
Let me see.
All she's I probably, have, though, is a maiden name.
Oh.
It's probably hot now. Big Jugs.
Yeah. Well, I am. I'm hot and have big jugs.
Most of my searches on Facebook are trying to figure out if I'm talking to real people on Snapchat or not.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Have you busted anybody yet?
No, everybody's been real so far.
Turns out Chelsea Holsenbach's a real person.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. Well, I knew that. I'm trying to see, trying to find the right one.
She was, whoa.
You were not talking to
Bob. She was blonde back at the Wade Hampton days.
There's a bunch of people with that. That's a very common name.
Yes. Thank you. Mm. Thank you. 864-241-4318. We have to finish this up because Fatboy's got to do his pigskin punishment.
Oh, no.
Let's play it again. Come on.
All right. Here we go. It's the last and final call. This week's FOF line, 864-241-4318.
Hey, Rise Guys. This is P1NC Curly Sue, and I want to give a huge you to the trashy crackhead couple who came in and ate at in Asheville on Wednesday night. At 5 till close, you come in with your horde of nasty, rowdy kids who made a huge mess, and after I provided y'all with excellent service, you had the nerve to tip me $1.02. How about this? Next time, keep your measly $1.02. Y'all obviously need that money for your next fix. People like you f***ing disgust me to no end. You don't treat yourself with respect. You don't treat your kids with respect. And you don't treat others with respect. People like you make me weep for what could be. I hope you hear this and know I'm talking about you. You dumpsters need a f***ing wake-up call, and I hope this call is it. Thanks, guys. Love y'all.
Good gracious.
I've never heard a woman say that, really.
The way she said, I just hope for what might be. That's like so like, I don't know. That sounded like it was some kind of literary genius right there.
Yeah.
I hope for what might be.
That sucks coming in that close to closing.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. To, you know, you already broke down the salad bar and everything. I remembered at Western Family Steakhouse, people would come in at like 5 till or whatever. And, of course, they'd want the salad bar, which was what I was supposed to break down.
Yep.
And then what happens then? You got to wait for them to leave before you can break down the
– Yep.
I almost said a real bad word. The soft serve ice cream machine, which is a pain in the ass to do anyway.
Oh, yeah. It's always –
Thank God for radio. Saved my life.
It's always – they're cleaning it when they just shut it down for the night.
Yeah, 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 but you get, but if they're in there eating though, and there's a chance they might get the soft serve ice cream. Mm-hmm. Oh, you couldn't break it down yet.
I think I found her, by the way.
Oh wow, she's good. Ah.
Still good looking.
Still good looking.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll go around there and look at it, Fat Boy. Look at the biggest bully I had to deal with at Wade Hampton. It was a girl. Look at her. Still good looking.
Jesus.
I guess she's a pig.
When you're good looking, you can just do whatever you want to do and be the biggest jerk in the world.
You know what, though? She kind of had a face right there like she'd still bully you.
She probably would.
Probably.
She probably would. All right. What you just heard was real. Real people calling in pissed about stuff. Okay. But they didn't road rage. They didn't get out of their car. They didn't call the law and get everybody going or whatever. They just called the FOF line. And you can, too. 864-241-4318, 864-241-4318. We'd love to hear yours next week on the FOF line. Fatboy lost 5 games last week.
He sure as hell did.
9 did too.
Yeah, but he's already paid.
Yeah, I paid.
He's already paid his penance yesterday when he went swimming out at the out at Lake Intercom out here with all that rain. When we come back, though, Fatboy, as I promised you this morning, you do not have to move a muscle. Well, maybe a muscle. Maybe a couple muscles. But you don't have to leave your chair. Deal?
God, that's good. It can't be that bad if I could sit down.
Pigskin punishment.
Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
So get ready. I mean, get ready. Are you ready for some punishment?
taking punishment with all the Rise Guys.
Da, 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 da. You know, I said there, Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you, it's 844. I'd said there that my radio career would not end until I can say the S word for poop and the T word for boobs.
Yeah.
P1D Sutton says, if I can get that to pass, we can just call Fatboy ST.
Oh, that's good.
That'd be awesome.
STs.
Yeah. Until we get an intern, then they'll have to take over the name. That's the rules. Got to.
That's right. Thank you, D. Sutton. We appreciate that. All right. Get on your Facebook, because we're about to go on Facebook Live. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. You'll be able to watch Fatboy's punishment go down. And while you're there, afterwards, you can watch Nine's punishment from yesterday when he went swimming in Lake Intercom.
Oh, yeah, man.
Our parking lot was halfway up your leg deep. In one spot, legit. You see the video. And Nine went out swimming in it yesterday, out in the middle of Michael.
Yep, did my damnedest.
Yesterday was a messy, messy day.
I'm for a good
sure.
swimmer.
Fatboy didn't have a change of clothes, so he says, I'll just wait and do something else. Now, the other option, the other option that I originally came up with would need two people. And if we just did the one option with Fatboy today, we would look like the meanest people in the whole wide world.
Yeah, it would be not nice.
It would just be the...
God, what was that?
We'll have another punishment where two people, a double punishment, we'll have that again. Hmm. So we don't want to blow our wads yet.
No.
You lost five games, though, in last week's Pigskin Picks.
2-5, awful weekend.
So
went against my instincts.
That means you lost five, though, and it's the five that we need to think about here. The five.
Five. Yeah. 7 games, 2-5.
Yeah. What is something that you like more than even football, Fat Boy, as far as hobbies go? Some would say it's part of life, but it's also a hobby with you.
I like to eat.
You do like
I
to eat.
I assume you're talking about that. Yeah.
Yes.
I like to put away some food.
Yes. Why do you think Jethro is here today?
I thought you just wanted to hang out and say, hey.
I mean, he did.
He is.
And he does, and he is.
All right.
So you got him in on it, too.
It's real simple. You said that you enjoyed a specific kind of candy. And it was the white chocolate Reese cups. You love those.
Oh, yeah, those are so good.
You know what they do around Halloween? Tell them what they do around Halloween, Jimmy.
They make them look like ghosts.
They make them look like little ghosts.
Here's one, but I bit the head off of it.
It's the headless ghostman.
I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, they're great.
I've never seen them until I bought them.
Peanut butter, and then they're shaped like ghosts, and then they coat them in white chocolate. Yeah.
So what, did you drop these somewhere? I got to watch Nine eat them. That's the punishment, right?
The punishment is you have to watch us eat the whole bag. Oh. Nope, that's not the punishment.
I might bite you.
Fat boy.
You might get attacked.
First of all, Nine, if you would, let's get him the bag. Because we have had a couple out of it. We want to check the quality and
You got to
sure
QC.
They're okay.
Got a QC check.
All right, so there he is. Hand him the bag.
Right in front of him, sir.
Paige, look at this plate in my hand right here.
Oh, my gosh. I can't look at that. I've been there.
Don't get near it either. No. Jimmy about hurt his nose while ago just giving it a sniff.
This one's already open.
I had some of that on my fingers, and then I ate one of those Reese's cups. Hoo-wee! Hoo!
Oh, my God.
I'd wash my hands in between. Just not good enough, I guess.
Fat boy. Those are called Reese's Ghost Scaries. Chocolate-covered ghosts with peanut butter inside.
Okay.
Except there's something else inside. Carolina Reaper Ghost Peppers.
Oh, my God.
Inside select Reese Ghosts. Some of them have it. Some don't. You have to eat 5 pieces because that's how many games you lost this week.
5?
5 Reese Ghosts. Some of them have California Reaper Ghost Peppers in them.
Or Carolina ones.
The Carolina Reapers.
Man, I don't do spicy foods at all.
No, I've never seen Fatboy eat spicy, at least not willingly.
Well, you got your Chinese soup glass over there full of what is that? Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, diet.
Diet. Look at that.
Yeah, but, you know.
Does it taste more like real Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, you can't taste the difference. Yeah. But you can't, I don't think soda works for spicy foods.
Not at all.
No, milk.
Milk is the thing. Milk and bread. You should get that half a loaf of bread you threw in the trash can next door.
Yeah. You know, when it snows, that's why everybody's buying it. It's because they're eating hot stuff.
So you want me to just start, pick one and dig in?
Pick one and dig in. You got to eat. Boy, this is like.
Picking and digging.
You have to love this.
No.
He's eating chocolate, but then he's also going to possibly have a little more in there than peanut butter. There may be some of these reapers in there. All right, just.
I can't wait to see how this turns out.
They don't all have it in there.
No, not all of them.
I think this one does.
Oh, does it?
Oh, he's getting God. Some heat.
Oh, my pull goodness. That trash can. I'll pull it over there okay. So you don't. You got it, Paige.
Yeah.
Now, do we tell him that he can't drink anything?
I until, on that one.
Did we say that one?
No, he can drink some.
Okay, you can. We don't. We got a couple hours of radio to do left. Well, 1 hour at least.
Yeah.
I like to savor these, man, but I have to burn through them.
Well, they've already. We opened all of them, so you couldn't tell which ones that we had messed with and which ones we didn't.
You'll be burning through them later on, Pamela.
I could tell by the way that was shaped. That was. Oh, well, I knew it was. Because I smushed some of them trying to put the peppers in.
Trying to put them back together. Yeah, we had to do it ourselves. You can't buy hot Reese's cups.
Spit it.
I ain't laughing too much. I'll lose again, too.
Please, he's turning red, getting a little watery.
Oh, bless you.
You guys should do spicy. I can't do spicy.
I love spicy, man. Spicy is the spice of life.
You're not even halfway there yet. You've only done two of the five. And he's hit peppers in every single one of them.
Starting to sweat.
They're not in all of them.
They're not.
This is one.
They're not in all of them.
Not one.
You hope?
All right, that was a good one.
Is it a good one?
That's a good one.
Oh, let me savor it.
That peanut butter will help with the burn. It really will.
The chocolate, man, cool you down some.
Yeah.
Why couldn't I get that one last?
I don't know.
Can he drink anything? Can he take a break?
Sure. Said that.
Yeah, he can have a drink.
Have a drink that way.
Yeah, but I want to burn through them first because if I know if I drink, I'll not want to go back and do it.
Yeah. Okay. So this is number four. Number four. So far, he's got two. Here's one. Here's a third one. Ghost pepper. Or not ghost. Carolina Reaper. Pepper.
This is awful.
Oh, no.
That one must be really, really bad.
It's all because he lost football picks. Nine paid his penance yesterday swimming in Lake Intercom out front during all the rain and all the. All the. Was there hell yesterday? I imagine there was
see
somewhere.
Around here.
Somewhere.
Yeah. This last one.
All right, last one. He had to eat five. Three of them so far have had Carolina Reapers in them. Oh, that one did.
That
one did. Oh, no. Oh, no. I got to get a picture of that face. Oh, no, man.
Oh, man. I'm documenting that face right now on my Snap, not from TRG.
Jeez Louise, man. Go ahead and, if that's your last one, take it down and just go swallow all that drink.
I know it's hard, baby. My mouth's on fire for a swallow, too.
Say again?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Take it like a man, though.
I couldn't swallow fast. I never could.
That's what he said.
Thanks for lack of practice.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there he goes. He's guzzling some DDP now. Diet Dr. Pepper, not Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh.
He hasn't done that in weeks. Oh, he's taking it all to chug, chug,
he's gonna
chug,
take every drop.
Chug, chug, chug. God, he just killed that whole glass.
He's going to have to go get some more.
Oh, man.
You got your 2 liter in the office?
But it didn't help.
Let's get a close-up of your eyes. They're all watered, man. It looks like you just hit a bong, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
It don't stop.
You all right?
It's hot.
You did it, fat boy. You did it.
Sweating. I
can't take this anymore.
You did it.
Confetti popper.
Yay.
Oh,
no.
That's yeah.
Now I'll clean that up.
Who's going to clean that up?
Whoever does backstage pass.
My first thought is who's going to clean the confetti out of the board?
That's right.
Oh, man.
Congratulations, fat boy. That was wonderful.
I'm not losing again. I'm going to have to go back and relook at my picks.
Well, guess what? We're going to have to pick again. Yeah. We're going to pick again here in a couple segs. No. So we need to get some redemption for you, right?
Yeah, something. I got to get something to drink.
Yeah, we'll get you a bathroom, too. We'll be back right after this. Fat Boy's Punishment, everybody. Pigskin Punishment.
Oh. Text the Rise Guys. Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Old Fat Boy's in a bad way right now.
He sure is, man. He's he ain't back yet.
He's not back yet, and he ran to the restroom, and, his throat hurts really bad right now because he just ate some chocolate-covered Carolina Reaper peppers for his pigskin punishment.
But what a trooper for doing the traffic report on his way out to go find some beverages.
Yeah, but it sounded awful. Did you hear him?
He's choking on hot pepper still.
Yeah. All right. Fat Boy's paid his dues. It's done until we pick again. We have to pick another round of pigskin picks for this weekend's game. No Clemson, though.
No, they're off, but we have replaced them with another game.
Another game of local importance. That's right. So when we come back, we'll do pigskin picks. Just before that, though, another chance for you to win $1,000 with the P1 payoff.
Yep, coming up just right in a minute.
That's right. So get ready to win that. Text the keyword to 72881. We'll have to get Fat Boy back in here for that because he's the one who has the list.
Yeah, Paige, go check on him. We'll be back.
We'll go to the men's room.
She can't go to the men's room.
she'll stand outside the door and yell. If you can smell it outside, you can really hear it.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Paige. What a saint you are. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll come back. Pigskin picks, P1 payoff, and more Rise Guys right after this.
Hey, this is Jeremy Clements, driver of the number 51 of the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and you're listening to the Rise Guys.
All right, let's get it on!
It's on 93.3, the planet rocks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.